Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
All right, Kellen's in for Gambo here on the Burns and Gambo Show. The development camp is underway for the Coyotes and their prospects. They're going to the Diamondbacks game tonight. I guess Logan Cooley's throwing out the first pitch and all of that. In fact, am I allowed to mention the cooking class thing, Mitch? Is that? Yeah, well, maybe. We'll see. Joining us right now on the Burns and Gambo Show, of course, the son of Coyotes legend Shane Doan. Josh Doan is joining us here on the Burns and Gambo Show, and I hope I'm allowed to say this, Josh. You're live at a cooking class right now. Is that correct? Can you confirm?
Yes, I can confirm. We're currently taking a cooking class as we speak.
What are we cooking?
Today we're cooking chicken tacos. So it's a little bit of hit or miss in there right now.
I bet it is. Are you glad? Are you happy to do this radio interview so you can get out of making the chicken tacos? Are you good with that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm the captain of my cooking team, so we're basically finishing up right now. I left the Swedes to design our plate, so hopefully they're doing a good job.
Plate presentation is part of this too, right?
It's a big part of it.
Yeah.
It's a huge part of it. It's got to be.
Big part of it. Tell me how camp's going so far, other than the cooking class part of it, that is.
It's been awesome so far. It's been pretty high-paced practices and a lot of off-ice testing, which is good for guys like me and other guys that have been returning over the years. You get to kind of see where you rank compared to yourself over the last couple of years and see where your development has gone from when you're 18 to like me now 21, and everything else has been amazing. The guys, we've got a great group of guys in the room, and it's been a super fun time so far, and hopefully the game tonight we'll kind of cap that off with the Diamondbacks win.
Josh, to expand on that, in March you get started with Tucson in the AHL with the Roadrunners after those years at ASU. Just what was that crash course for you like it over those couple of weeks that you got in Tucson and now looking forward to your professional career now starting to really get underway?
Yeah, I think it's arguably one of the better ways to start your pro career is by just jumping right in and not really having to focus or wait and kind of get that anxiety of, oh my goodness, I got to play a pro hockey game soon. You kind of showed up on a Thursday and you're playing on Friday. So you had one sleep to get kind of settled in. And then you get to go into the summer with that weight off your shoulders that you can compete at this level. And you got guys behind you that are willing to help you now and guys that are in that pro level that you can reach out to and ask questions. So I was really happy with the way we handled the situation. And I'm looking forward to the upcoming year.
I know I have a pretty good understanding of how this works and timelines and how long it takes a player to go from where you are to where you want to be. In your mind, do you have a timeline of how long you want to be a Coyotes prospect or a Coyotes, you know, a player in development and you want to be on the actual Coyotes roster? Do you have a timeline in your mind for how you want this to work, Josh?
Yeah, I think no matter who you are, you want to make it to the highest level as quickly as possible. Whether that's starting there or getting games here or there during the year is something that I've kind of put my focus on. And just making it a tough decision at the end of the camp to send me back to Tucson. And if I do go back to Tucson, kind of showing myself down there and getting the opportunity to play down there and grow a little bit more before coming back up. And my goal is to hopefully get some games in this year at some point. Whether it's the beginning of the year or the end of the year, I think that's something I put my mind to and something I believe that I can achieve. But at the end of the day, it's a hard league to make. It's why it's the top league in the world. So you kind of just have to take one day at a time and go day by day with it.
Josh, when evaluating your own game, start to finish from ASU, where do you feel like you improved the most compared to 2021 to 2023?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me was getting that strength piece to play down low and defend down low. Obviously, the offensive side of things takes care of itself at times, but you have to be able to defend to play at the highest levels, and you got to be able to be out there and not a liability if you want to play or be trusted by your coaches. So that was a big focal point was kind of learning how to kill penalties and be a better two-way forward to kind of expand my versatility at the next level, and that's something I think that took the biggest step for me. And obviously, the offensive side of things is something you can work on whenever, but you gotta make it into the leagues. You gotta be able to defend first.
Does it help? Josh Jones joining us here on the Burns and Gambo show with Kellen filling in. Does it, when you think about your timeline and when you want to make your debut and when you want to come up, does it help a little bit knowing that the Coyotes are in a position where it is kind of a youth movement and they are going to lean a little bit on the prospects, maybe more than a typical NHL franchise? Does that help in your own mind kind of accelerate your goals and your timeline for when you want to make your NHL debut?
Yeah, I think with where the Coyotes have been the last couple of years, it's been a place where younger guys are trying to get games. But you look at what they did the past couple of weeks, and they added some big-name guys like Zucker and Kerfoot.
Yep.
And other big-name forwards that are guys that are put in place to help a team win. So obviously you look at it that way where maybe it makes it a little bit harder to get that chance or whatever, but at the same time, it's you're happy that the team's getting better and you're happy where the team's going. So I think it's a spot where you get a chance to play with a lot of younger guys and in the AHL and at the NHL level. So it's a little bit more comfortable, but at the same time, it's the NHL. Whatever team you're on, it's going to be very similar to crack a spot.
All right, Josh. So 7 years ago, I looked up the video, pops throughout the first pitch. Of course, this guy throws it right down the middle. Who does he think he is, right? Just nailing this thing, this nerve-wracking moment. Have you gotten any pointers for tonight? What exactly are you looking at? Who's got the better chance, you or Logan, are throwing it down the middle?
I mean, I've never seen Logan throw a baseball, so we're all excited. I know there's a couple wages with him to see if he'll do anything stupid or not. He's a pretty funny kid, so he might pull something out of his back pocket for us. But I know there's a couple other guys in the room that are pretty confident in their abilities to throw baseball a little better than him. Connor Deakey's a guy who grew up playing baseball, so maybe if he got on the mound, we'd get an actual pitch, but we'll find out what Cools can give us tonight.
And you guys in the locker room won't hold it over his head for the rest of the season, right? If he just throws it into the dirt or anything, right? That would never happen between you guys.
No, I think we haven't reminded him if he messes up, he might be on ESPN for the next 20 years. But we've just let him be and let him eat himself away when it comes down to this. But I think once we walk out, I think there'll be a couple more chirps sent his way right before he gets to the mound. But I already told him that he better back up a little bit. If he throws it from halfway, he's not reaching his full potential.
Your dad is, and I didn't want to make this all about your dad, so we wanted to ask about you at the outset, but your dad is obviously legendary for being a local sports fan. We've had him on this show so many times, I've lost track. Of his love for the local teams, are the Diamondbacks the one that is at the top of your personal depth chart, or is it the Cards? Is it the Suns? How much of that did you inherit from him?
I've inherited that fully. I think I love all Arizona sports, whether that's the Suns, Cardinals, Diamondbacks. Like, there's not really one to pin it on. I know I've been a huge Diamondbacks fan for a while. Obviously, the Suns, with what they've done the last couple of years, is something fun to watch, where there was a stretch there where they weren't doing so well, and now they've turned it around. But it's something that whenever they're on any Arizona sports team, I got it on my TV or on my phone, checking in and watching. Obviously, the Diamondbacks this year are off to a hot start. I got Corbin Carroll, Perdomo, and Ketel Marte all on my fantasy baseball team, so I keep that in the loop all the time. I just traded for Corbin Carroll, so.
Wow, I hope you didn't have to give up too much for him. Yeah, I hope you didn't have to give up too much for him, right? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Leave me with this. And again, I didn't want to make this all about your dad. I wanted to make it about you. But your dad's decision to leave the organization and go to Toronto, from your perspective, what was that decision? How did you kind of process that decision for him to leave and go to Toronto?
Yeah, I think it's something that, as a family, we're all happy for him that he's getting an opportunity like this in a city like Toronto. And it's something that he's worked a long time for. And He just loves the game of hockey, and that's something that he likes to work in. And obviously, knowing the relationship between him and Brad Treleving over the past couple of years, where they were together in Arizona for a while, it was a situation that he thought would be fun to go take a stab at. But at the same time, we all laugh that he is still the biggest Coyotes and Arizona sports fan there is. He's definitely going to be very, very in tune with how the Coyotes are doing this upcoming season. So it's hard to say. I tease him and call him a traitor all the time, but that's the last thing that he really is, because he cares so much about the Coyotes, and it was strictly just a decision that he felt was best for him at the time.
All right. Well, good luck with the chicken tacos. Have fun at the Diamondbacks game tonight. Always a pleasure to have you on the show, Josh. Thanks for the time. Good luck this upcoming season, all right?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
You got it. Josh Jones joining us here on the Burns and Gambo Show on the Arizona Sports Line as the development camp for the Coyotes wrapping up here in the next couple of days.